This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's cover a little miscellaneous news. It's not miscellaneous in the sense that it doesn't matter. It's miscellaneous in the sense that it's kind of a hodgepodge. And let's start with Joe Biden getting heckled. Did you guys see this? Did you see? And it's funny that he's getting heckled on molesting children. This dude, remember in the whole Me Too? Well, it actually was before Me Too. They would show Biden nuzzling up to women. It really and truly, it was the creepiest thing you've ever seen. And it's Biden thinking that, hey, you know, I'm just being Joe Biden. And he creeps up on the wives of guys getting appointed into offices or whatever. And he just comes up to them and he starts whispering in their ear. It is really creepy. And he does it with little girls. This dude, I'm telling you, is a freakazoid. They can't convince me otherwise. Biden is a total freakazoid. Thanks for that adjustment. I appreciate that. Anyway, he gets heckled. And here's the clip of it. I'm not gonna stay on this very long, but I just think that the Me Too movement and the hypocrisy of the left as it pertains to their own people who in plain sight molest. God, can you imagine what Biden has said to women behind the scenes? God. Anyway, here's the clip.
Well, what about the girl molested on C-SPAN at the Senate swearing in? The scumbag? He did. No, no, answer. Answer a question. It's
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That was a person asking Joe Biden, how dare you? You know, and I don't know whether he was at a women's forum or whatever, but there were women standing up to protect him. But how dare you publicly abuse, sexually abuse people with your creepy stuff and sit here and act as if you represent everybody? The most duplicitous people on the planet are these leftists that pretend that they care about women or they care about kids or they care about the kids of illegals or whatever. I mean, it is a farce. You guys obviously probably saw the press conference where the IG report comes out. Sarah Sanders is up there talking about this and they're going, well, why are you separating children from their parents? I tell you what, try this little experiment, okay? Go break into somebody's house. You don't even have to steal anything. Just go inside of the house. I don't suggest Texas or Arizona or anywhere they allow you to have weapons, but or places where they have what they call it, you know, where you can protect your homestead. But go inside of somebody's house, even in California or Massachusetts or Oregon, and just go sit there and watch TV in the middle of the night while the family sleep. Or better yet, do it during the afternoon while the family's away at a ball game or at soccer camp. And then watch what happens. I'm going to bet you that you get separated from your children. That's what I'm going to bet. And then here's what happens when you get separated from your children. Another relative has to come and get your children. That's what happens. People find out, who are you kin to? Who is your next, you know, the weekend, a friend, a family friend, whomever? Who would you recommend that we get your child to? Because if you don't, we're going to have to take your child and put them into foster care. That's what happens. So the left act like it's so unique how we're dealing with these criminals who come to this country, bring their kids, put their own children in harm's way. Because let me explain something, because I know there's a lot of lefties listening to the Kevin Jackson show. What happens when you do something wrong is it impacts your kids. See, if you decide you're going to go rob a 7-Eleven, it could impact your kids. It might even impact your grandma if you're taking care of her. People get impacted every day. But the left pretend this is something new. They're just lying, disingenuous frauds is what they are. What else we want to talk about? There's other stuff. And I want to put in miscellaneous news. Oh, how about Corker? He called the new Republican Party a cult. Oh, we talked about this the other day. But and here's what's funny about that comment. He doesn't recognize the new Republican Party because the Republican Party never represented the people. A party of the people led by somebody who actually cares about America. And Corker's like, I don't even recognize this party. What's going on? The people in D.C., folks, I cannot tell you how detached they are from reality. Corker proves it. Many others. Give me your issue. That's why I'm telling you, I feel like King Kong. And by the way, you're going to see a lot more of this. I've called these people out. I'll debate you on any issue because you know the difference between my debate style and everybody else is debating these clowns. I'm not going to let you get away from the human element. I watched Jordan Peterson debating two feminists over feminism, and he's a brilliant guy. He keeps coming back to, you know, I'm looking at this problem from a psychological point of view because he's a clinical psychologist. And I'm looking at it from a raw emotional point of view of what's been the impact. Because he and I both agree feminism is fine in terms of women being able to achieve and do whatever they want. Fine. But the way the debate was, they asked him, do you believe that a transsexual is a woman? You know, do you believe this person is a woman? And the lady said, a real woman. And Jordan Peterson goes, what do you mean a real woman? What is the definition of a real woman? And so when he pressed her on that, because, you know, and it was a decent point, but it kind of got a little bit off kilter. When he pressed her on it, she says, do you think that this person, you know, can have biological babies? Or he goes, no. And it goes back to what I keep telling you guys, that there's no such thing as a transsexual. He goes, but if you profess to be a woman, I don't have a problem with that. But just don't tell me that you are a woman. You can profess to be whatever you want. You can profess to be a tin can. And I can refer to you as that. But you're not one. And it doesn't mean I should legislate based on what you profess to be. So anyway, he dismantles it. But he doesn't get into the real issue of feminism, where he talks about how it's been such a lie. Okay, good example. And maybe we'll get into this story. There's a girl that they're upset right now because two transgender dudes have gone into female sports and dominated. Maybe we'll get into that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Peter struck through a cocktail party with exotic dancers for the Democrat FISA judge, Rudolph Contreras, days before Contreras issued the warrant to spy on Carter Page. Are you guys aware of this? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Things that you learn as you go through this report, as you understand all the little nuances around the cabal, the coup, the attempted coup of Donald Trump. Jacob Wall also tweeted this. The detail was removed from the IG report following negotiations with Peter Strzok's lawyer, who donated $416,000 to Hillary in 2016. And here's the detail that they removed. Obama's name. They removed his name from the report of who knew of Hillary Clinton's email server and who had sent her emails on her private email. Now, before we go any further on this, let me tell you what Barack Obama actually said publicly about that very thing.
Mr. President, when did you first learn that Hillary Clinton used an email system outside the U.S. government for official business while she was Secretary of State?
At the same time, everybody else learned it through news reports.
Were you disappointed?
Let me just say that Hillary Clinton is and has been an outstanding public servant. She was a great Secretary of State for me. The policy of my administration is to encourage transparency, and that's why my emails, the BlackBerry that I carry around, all those records are available and archived. And I'm glad that Hillary is instructed that those emails that had to do with official business need to be disclosed.
Well, you say that you have the most transparent administration ever. You said it again just a couple of weeks ago.
It's true.
How does this square with that?
Do I need to tell you guys that Barack Obama right now at the National Archives, they can't find his records? The man who talks about transparency, they can't find his records. Do you know the level of record keeping that happens at the White House? And suddenly, they can't find his. And in his library, which, by the way, is a war zone in Chicago. If you go there, it's through one of the most dangerous areas. But why go? There's nothing in it. There's nothing of his stuff in there. It's truly one of the most it's mind-boggling, and it's fascinating at the same time. Now, he says he encouraged transparency in his administration. I love that you use that term. You probably don't catch what he's really telling you. He's not telling you, I demanded transparency. He said he would have the most transparent, administration ever. And he says he encourages it, but he didn't demand it. You got to read between the lines with that crook. But here's what I'm going to talk about, because we've been talking about it a little bit of the day, part of the day here, and it's called hype. And I said, Simon Cowell said this, create the hype, but don't ever believe it. Freddie Mercury said this, the lead singer of Queen. He said, it destroys the soul to hear that you're all hype, that you have no talent, and that your whole career has been contrived. He could have been saying that about Barack Obama, because that is exactly what Barack Obama is. He is nothing except people falling for the hype. Now, see, let me just explain something before you get too hard on yourselves. We as human beings have a tendency to fall for the hype. I'll give you an example. You see a person with a Rolex, and you think success. Maybe they drive a certain car. Maybe they have a certain demeanor, a certain carriage. Maybe they live in a particular neighborhood. I remember watching that movie with Russell Crowe where he plays the boxer, not Sullivan, forget who it was. Anyway, he plays a boxer, Jim something. The guy, was going to fight Joe Louis, ended up fighting Joe Louis. Anyway, the guy who plays his manager lives in a really nice place, and he comes over to the boxer and he says, hey, he gave me $175 just to train, so he didn't have to work down at the wharf because he was coming back. And he gave him $175. And the boxer's wife is upset. She's played by Renee Zellweger. She's mad because Jim's already broken his wrist and they went on the food stamps and all that. It was very humiliating for the family. And she said once they got ahead that Jim just needed to keep working. And this guy entices him to come back into boxing because he sees something in him. And he gives him $175 and he takes that money home and says, hey, we don't have to give a penny of this to anybody. This is our money for me to train. And that was a ton of money back in the day, folks. That would last them, at the rate they're going, a couple of years. If Jim could come back and fight here and there and make a little money, they'd be okay. I don't know what it would be equivalent to, but it was equivalent to, say, a few thousand dollars a month for the average person during that time. So she goes over to this trainer's, to the guy who's going to give him the money, and she's knocking on the door. You better answer this door. You know, you and sitting behind there in your fancy apartment and blah, blah, blah. And he and his wife are behind the door. And he goes, I know. She's like, I know you're in there. I can hear you. And they let her in, and they've got no furniture. They sold everything to let Jim train. And she's shocked because she thinks it's some rich fat cat. And the guy says, hey, you got to keep up. You got to keep people believing in it. Believing that you have some. He always wore the nice suit, had the pocket watch, all, you know, met with the guys at the club and had a drink. He was that guy. Putting on airs, as they say. So what happens is you see people, you know them. You have friends that you know aren't doing as well as they say they are, but they won't let on. Let's put it this way. Rappers will talk about what they don't even have, what they're wishing for. Now, some people say, no, it's living the thing that you want to become. You know, putting it out there. It's one thing to say, you know what, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to be this or that. It's another to talk about the stuff you have that you actually don't have. And to put on when people say, hey, why don't you join us for dinner? And you know you can't go, but you scrounge together money out of the sofa cushions and go. That's hype. Barack Obama was nothing but hype. People can be mad. They can say I'm jealous. I'm telling you right now, there are leftists waking up in this country every single day going, Barack Obama was nothing but hype. And they're rethinking what it means to be presidential. They're rethinking what it means to be successful in certain things, whether it's health care, whether it's border, our security of our border, whether it's national security, you name it. They're all rethinking it. And the left knows this. And that's why you'll see them. They'll continue with their silly, specious, arguments and raising all this stuff about Russian collusion. And this report from the IG says nothing. And it exonerated Hillary Clinton and all these people. Trust me, nobody's believing the hype. The hype of he graduated from Harvard. Barack Obama ruined that. Or she lives in Beverly Hills. You know how many people in Beverly Hills are trying to sell their homes because they got no furniture? They can't even afford it? Our minds are taught to build scenarios based on these buzzwords. And we do it all the time, and we give people credit that we shouldn't give them. I'm talking more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346 fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today in Washington, D.C., President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The president again brought up our border security.
These smugglers know these rules and regulations better than the people that drew them. As a result, there's been a 325% increase in minors and a 435% increase in the smuggling or attempted smuggling.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz is again answering questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill for the second straight day. Congressman Bob Goodlatte explains what these hearings going on in Washington, D.C. mean to you.
Americans expect that those with power and influence will not receive special treatment. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Our minds are taught to build scenarios, folks, around buzzwords, around things that we see. We, and some of these are good or bad, whether, they call it stereotyping. What do they call it when you're like the cops will target somebody? I forget what the terms, but you know what I'm talking about. And, well, they'll pull somebody over and they say, oh, I was driving while black. But let me tell you, that most of the time it's okay to do that, and we do it, and generally speaking we're right, we're pretty good judges of character, but occasionally we get fooled. Obama is one of these guys, and sometimes you get fooled in the other direction. You say, oh, he's from the streets. It conjures up an emotion. Oh, he's a kid of the streets. Oh, you got to watch him. He's a bad guy. No, it means maybe he had to work hard. He had to pull himself up by his bootstraps. But we have these preconceived notions. Consider what the left says about separating children, right? They want us to believe that we've done something wrong. And they use the hype of these children being separated. And then immediately when you push back and go, well, wait a minute, there's lots of scenarios where kids get separated. Bad parenting. I don't see you going to bat over families, right? There's that. The children, and I tweeted this. I said Democrats concerned about the children of illegals separated from parents, but they're not concerned that Donald Trump freed thousands of children held as sex slaves and reunited them with their parents. They won't give you any information on that. See, because that hype would cancel out their hype. There's a scenario that we hear, or a thing that we hear that gives us some hype. Oh, he works for the FBI. I remember when a friend of mine, Gina, she got hired with the FBI. I was like, whoa, Gina, way to go, girl. Now, this is years ago, and Gina's a straight lace, so I know she's doing what she can to, you know, do things right. But it doesn't have the same meaning that it had when she got hired. George Neymar writes this, the picture that emerges of James Comey from the Inspector General's report is one of an astonishingly arrogant weirdo. I love that. See, this is a guy that no longer believes the hype. He understands what we've been seeing, what we've witnessed firsthand about James Comey. He says, an FBI director who pompously talks about norms while shattering them on his own say-so. From the crowning himself, the de facto attorney general, he's talking about when Comey came out and made the announcement about Hillary and then exonerating her. And let me tell you something, folks. Comey did what he thought was the best possible scenario. Avoid giving Loretta Lynch the reason to have to do it. He'd do it, and he would give a scathing report about Clinton, then free her. And that would he thought that was the best thing that would possibly do. I think this guy thought that was going to put a feather in his cap. But it didn't. It backfired because the left now blame him for Trump's win or Hillary's loss, whatever way you want to look at it. But anyway, from crowning himself the de facto attorney general, thereby sparing Hillary in an indictment, to lesser offenses of self-indulgence, such as his richly ironic use of Gmail to conduct official business. Can you imagine the dude who's been put in charge of looking at Hillary Clinton's email server, you know, supposedly of hers being private, etc., and the idea that she was doing official business on personal email while he had personal email? And then he goes, the writer says this, anyone who goes to the trouble of slogging through this mountainous report will wonder how such an unreliable and self-deluded flake could hold any position at the FBI, let alone serve as the chief witness in Mueller's investigation of a sitting president. That is exactly what I would say. And that is what many people believe. And let me tell you something, folks. It bears for me to tell you this. Go repeat that. Ask anybody. How does a guy who's got no law enforcement experience get put in charge of the FBI? And then we expect them to do the right thing. If this isn't the Peter Principle and somebody trying to protect themselves, I don't know what is. And Comey was so bad at it, he couldn't even get, with all the help that he had, he still couldn't get Hillary elected. Now, admittedly, she's a big load to drag across the finish line. Hillary got a lot of baggage. She's rather roomy. Okay? But he still was supposed to do it. The writer goes on to say this. Just read through the section on Comey's weird interactions with Loretta Lynch. And his untrustworthiness as a witness becomes obvious. He can't give a clear account of a conversation to save his life. His flakiness is so blatant, one wonders if the judicial system should throw out every case he's ever touched. If I were President Trump, I would instruct the Attorney General to look at every case this man has touched, just like Mueller. Mueller indicted the wrong people, and these people sued the government for millions of dollars and won. And do you know, but Mueller still wanted them prosecuted because it would protect his reputation. Man, these people are unbelievable. He says he appears in the report at times almost pitiful, talking about Comey, claiming that he didn't know Huma Abedin was married to Anthony Weiner. Now, the writer says that fact somehow eluded America's top cop. But then again, Comey is still not sure if Hillary Clinton paid for Christopher Steele's dossier. Now, that's been proven, and Comey's not quite sure. In keeping with his comic superiority complex, Comey has pronounced himself generally pleased with the report, giving Horowitz a pat on the head in the New York Times for his professionalism. Sure, he has disagreements with him, but hey, we are all in this voyage of self-discovery together. That's the ludicrous tone Comey affects. It's, I swear, Niemeyer, whatever his name is, the guy that wrote this, he's so on it. This is exactly the way I look at Comey. He's so out of touch with all the biblical things and all the philosophical sayings, you know, all this. And I just talked earlier about him being in the cornfield, you know, and saying something about, look at the corn. Wow, how amazing the growth of the corn. You know, I said, put this dude on suicide watch because something's up with this guy. It says any other law enforcement figure would hide his head in shame after the release of a report that shows his agency to be a corrupt clown show. See, now I know I could have written this, because that's exactly what I think of these guys. They're nothing but clowns. He says, Comey uses it to talk about his own rectitude and give a lecture about how, quote, all our leaders need to understand that accountability and transparency are essential to the functioning of our democracy, even when it involves criticism. Where's the haiku? See, I love these guys. Accountability and transparency. Two things that Comey didn't have. Two things that Barack Obama's entire administration didn't have. And what does Barack Obama talk about all the time? You know, my administration was the most transparent. I mean, we had nothing going on. We were good. Good to go. He caused a partisan pileup of historic proportions at the FBI, yet strolls up to the scene like an innocent bystander wondering what others might, quote, learn from the crash. Man, that's just it's beautiful writing in the sense that it is exactly what Comey's done. It gives you so many metaphors to look at in terms of how this man views this. He says this, that Comey can talk so breezily about the wreckage of the FBI speaks to the depth of his sense of entitlement and the protection he enjoys from the media and official Washington. He lied, leaked, broke rules, violated confidences, treated FBI memos as his own personal property, spied on a presidential campaign, and much else, but knows that he will never pay a real price for any of it, owing his status as a ruling class Mandarin. I disagree with him on this. Comey's going to have a price to pay. And what's funny about the left is, and this is true of leftism, if you want any way to get back at the left, go after their reputations. I'm dealing with schools right now that, you know, are... They're just, you know, social justice warrior, all this nonsense in the schools. And I'm not going to speak who it is specifically, but one of them is a prestigious school and they've got a huge endowment. And people are like, man, they don't even care about the money, losing money. But what they do care about is when they're in the news. Leftists hate being in the news. And so, when Comey, when it finally gets to the point that his reputation sucks, he's going to do a, you know, I'm telling you, watch this guy. Put him on suicide watch. This is an Anthony Bourdain moment. I'm going to talk about Anthony Bourdain. Maybe I'll talk about it leading into this because I know a lot of people are coming down on me, but I want you to understand these people have it all. They have it all. And when they lose it, they don't know how to react. If life isn't perfect for them, they'll do a Robin Williams. Oh, I have a disease. It might, you know, manifest itself over 15 years, even worse. I'm not going to do it. I'm not perfect. I got to go. That's how they deal with things. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking about James Comey, and the man needs to be on suicide watch. And I'm going to talk about Anthony Bourdain in this context, because I saw this article, and it was kind of leading us up to why Bourdain did what he did. 61 years old, relatively young guy, good-looking guy, got the world on a string, a top show on CNN, doing the thing that supposedly he loved to do, cook and travel and hang out with friends. I mean, he's worth millions of dollars, got a place in the Hamptons. But here was an article. Here's the beginning of it, and I'm going to come back into Comey after I set this up. Here's how it reads. It wasn't like Anthony Bourdain to skip a good meal. When the star of Parts Unknown didn't come down from his hotel room for a rustic French dinner Thursday night, it was the first sign something was wrong. We thought it was strange, waiter Maxime Voisin told the New York Times Saturday, recalling Bourdain's no-show the night before his suicide. Mr. Ripert thought it was strange, he added, referring to Eric Ripert, the renowned French chef who would find close friend Bourdain upstairs the next morning hanged in the hotel bathroom. Ripert, Bourdain, and the crew of the CNN show had traveled early last week to the medieval village of Kaiserberg in northeastern France to film an episode on Alsatian food. They were staying at Le Chambaud, a five-star hotel in a cozy converted 18th-century mansion. Now I'm going to stop there. Anthony Bourdain, 61 years old, dating a 40-year-old movie star. He's got his own show. He's a celebrity chef that's known as a bad boy. He's kicked his heroin and his alcohol habit. Successful beyond belief. Probably doesn't even understand how he did it. He's in France to film a show. He's eating the best foods. I mean, he's not running out to Jack in the Box or McDonald's or worrying where his next meal is going to come from. This dude is a rock star in the culinary world, and even beyond the culinary world. He's got a guy coming to his house to train him in jiu-jitsu. Do you know how expensive that is? I used to be that guy going to people's houses training them. That's a lot of money to get somebody to come to your pad and train you. Anyway, he's got that. He's living the dream. And the day before he commits suicide, I just gave you his life. He's on a plane to France, to places where 99.999999% of the people in the world are never going to visit. They're never going to eat the kind of food he eats. They're never going to have the kind of wealth and the kind of fame that he has. And he says, that's enough. And you want to know what I think it is? Something was going to come down that was going to ruin his reputation. I don't know what it was. I don't know what he struggles with. People say, oh, Kevin, you can't be, depression is this, that, and the other. Look, I get it. I understand. I'm not belittling people's depression. I'm certainly not belittling his life. I'm telling you, the moral of the story is, then no matter what you do as a leftist, you cannot make these people happy. And when their reputations are at stake, then certain things come to be. So anyway, I want to take this back to an article I was reading. By a guy, his name is Neymar, N-E-Y-M-A-Y-R, or something like that, Neymar. Anyway, he says this of Comey, because he says Comey's a buffoon, he's a clown. How did he ever get this job? He says, yet his political sense is not as keen as he seems to think. He's losing his tussle with Trump, and this report may finish him off in that struggle. Now, I know many other people don't believe that, but I do. Comey is simply too compromised a figure for Mueller to build a credible obstruction of justice case on. The American people are not going to throw a president out of office for firing a flake. Look, let's just keep it very simple here. President Trump was absolutely justified in firing Comey. Rod Rosenstein recommended it, and Trump did it. And Rod Rosenstein is part of the swamp. He's a swamp rat. So now I know he did it to set Trump up. Trump can fire Comey and he can fire anybody else he wants. If he wants to fire Sessions, he can. But Donald Trump is smart enough to say, no, give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. And that's what they're doing. So this guy goes on, he says, Mueller must have cringed as he read the report. His fruit from the poison tree problem has gotten much, much worse. Now, what did Mueller do? He compounded his problems. He arrested Manafort. Because he says Manafort interfered with his investigation. Manafort's attorneys will probably get him out, and then they're going to say, interfere with what investigation? This is an investigation that never should have occurred. And because the investigation is well outside of the scope of what's going on with Trump, it's fruit of the poison tree. Says the IG's revelation that senior FBI official Peter Strzok planned to use the Russian investigation to stop Trump from winning the presidency hopelessly taints it. The left know this. Now, Strzok has said, I want to come and I want to testify before Congress. Great. Come do it. Stretch it out. I want to see it. I would love to see him defend saying what he said. Well, don't worry. We'll stop him. I'm anxious to hear it. I guarantee. I bet you the majority of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, you want it too. He says, so does the other fresh revelation about an open resistance lawyer at the FBI, served on the investigation for over a year, that the Justice Department hid those damning texts from Congress adds to the atmosphere of a railroading. So you guys know what we're talking about here, right? The guy who actually said, vive la resistance. Is he going to testify before Congress, too? Is Lisa Page? And there's a guy, his name is John Carlin. John Carlin's critical of this. Go look these people up. It's going to blow your mind, all the things that connect the dots on this. And here's Comey out there in the cornfield. He goes on to say this. One has to laugh at the faltering, inarticulate, feeble testimony Howard's gathered from these busted partisans in which they attempt to explain away their anti-Trump animus. They sound like little children caught with their hands in a cookie jar. Why I never leaked mentions of the Trump-Russia investigation to the media, bleated, struck to Horowitz, citing that as proof that his feelings didn't influence the investigation. But of course, he did leak it through the CIA director to whom he served as the FBI liaison, John Brennan, who told Senator Harry Reid about Strzok's activities. Reid is on record saying that Brennan called him up and told him about the investigation in hopes that he would leak it to the press before Election Day. Why? Reid has said, do you think Brennan called me? So he writes this, Strzok and Brennan were thick as thieves. And in the end, their anti-Trump bias is the only explanation for why such a scandalously sketchy counterintelligence probe of a rival presidential campaign was launched. It was a probe from nowhere to nowhere undertaken to prove the partisan speculation of Strzok and Brennan. That's why the Justice Department won't identify the evidentiary origin of the investigation. There never was one. It arose out of nothing more than the capacity of Brennan and Strzok to believe the worst about Trump. So there you have it. I mean, look, I can tell you, we can drag this out as long as the Democrats want to play the game. If they want to play it, fine. I just would say this to you guys. Don't stress. Don't worry about this. This is in the bag. The writer goes on, months after the probe started, Strzok fretted to his missus that there was no there. This caused him concern, he told her, not because he was ruining the lives of innocent people, but because it meant that he couldn't ruin the presidency of Donald Trump. What a creep. Undone appropriately enough by his own lust, both carnal, which led him to use the FBI device anyway from the prying eyes of his wife, he admitted, and political. So both carnal and political. The carnal, meaning that he was having this affair and he used the FBI stuff to keep it away from his wife. Now, he's already sketchy, but, you know, the left don't care about that. He says this, in the midst of all his grubby cheating, scheming, and carping about his colleagues, who didn't appreciate his genius, he implied to his mistress, Strzok, like Comey, had an observed savior complex. He was going to prevent the presidency of Donald Trump. We will stop it, he said. Now, let me tell you, you think anybody has those feelings about Strzok, that he had this complex, that he was a genius and all that? How many of those people may come forward eventually? Says, but it's poetic justice that Strzok's partisan turning away from the real Hillary Clinton probe to the fake Trump one in the final month of the campaign inadvertently destroyed his dream. Crucial weeks passed as senior brass ignored her emails on Wiener's laptop, causing so much anger and turmoil at the field level that Comey had no choice but to acknowledge publicly reopening the investigation. And here's what's really funny. The New York AG, who saw this developing and said, I'm not going to let these people screw me over, he leaks that I've already given these guys some things about this new email, and I'm not going to be left holding the bag. And that's where we stand.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.